And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 22nd of May, 2012. It's the birthday of the comic book writer Hergé Georges Prosper Remy, born in Brussels, 1907, who created the comic strip about a boy whose life is full of adventure, the adventures of Tintin. Tintin, a Belgian reporter, accompanied by his fox terrier, Snowy. The two of them go to Soviet Russia, Palestine, Tibet, even go to the moon. Hergé wrote 23 Tintin comic books, the first when he was just 22, and he was working on the 24th when he died at the age of 83. It's the birthday of Arthur Conan Doyle, born Edinburgh, 1859, studied medicine at the University of Edinburgh. His favorite professor was Joseph Bell, who taught his students how to make a successful diagnosis through observation and deduction. Doyle went into the practice of medicine after graduating, wrote fiction in his spare time, and in 1887, in the story A Study in Scarlet, he created a character based on his old professor, the detective Sherlock Holmes, who said, "Once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. Nothing clears up a case so much as stating it to another person." And the person whom Sherlock Holmes stated his cases to, of course, was a doctor, Dr. Watson. Holmes said, "You have a grand gift for silence, Watson. It makes you quite invaluable as a companion." Conan Doyle ended up writing 56 short stories and 4 novels starring Sherlock Holmes, in each of which Holmes demonstrated the powers of deduction. "There is nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact," he said. "It is a capital mistake to theorize before one has data. Insensibly, one begins to twist facts to suit theories instead of theories to suit facts." And it's the birthday of Peter Matheson, born in New York City, 1927, joined the Navy during World War II, went on to Yale. One of his professors at Yale asked if Matheson would like to work for the CIA, which was newly formed. Matheson asked if he could be sent to Paris, and the professor agreed. So, Matheson said, "out of sheer greed and opportunism, off I went." The CIA helped fund Matheson's founding of the Paris Review, and in Paris, Matheson infiltrated the circle of French communists to find out what they were up to. But as the McCarthy trials got attention in America, Matheson resigned from the CIA. He spent 3 years working unsuccessfully as a commercial fisherman on Long Island, and in 1956, at the age of 29, took off across the country in a Ford with a sleeping bag, some books, a shotgun, and wrote a book about it called Wildlife in America, which caught the eye of the New Yorker magazine, where Matheson wrote about a trip to the Amazon, went on to write novels, including At Play in the Fields of the Lord and The Snow Leopard. Here's a poem for today by Hal Sirovitz, entitled Wedged. "You were the one who followed me into the elevator and asked for my phone number," she said. "I didn't lead you on. In fact, I tried discouraging you. I told you I had lots of problems. I was used to being alone. But now that you've wedged yourself into my life, don't think leaving me will be as smooth as our first elevator ride. It'll be like walking up a flight of stairs." Wedged, a poem by Hal Sirovitz, from Before, During, and After, published by Soft Skull Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Nook, Simple Touch with Glow Light by Barnes & Noble. Designed for bedtime reading, Glow Light offers paper-like reading with the lights on or off. Available at neighborhood Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Produced by Nick Vedder, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.